This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Looking at national ag news this morning, federal scientists have measured the largest dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico in recent history. The oxygen-depleted area is roughly the size of New Jersey. Politico's Morning Ag Report says the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the increasing dead zone was fed by nutrient pollution washing down the Mississippi River. NOAA says the nutrient runoff comes primarily from farms, as well as urban and suburban runoff. This type of pollution, called non-point pollution in the Clean Water Act, is not federally regulated and it's difficult to control. The nutrients cause massive algae blooms that suck oxygen from the water as they decompose. Scientists studying the problem said that to reach a goal of shrinking the dead zone down to 1,900 miles, runoff from the Mississippi River would have to be cut by 45%. A task force formed in 2001 set a goal of reducing the dead zone 4.5 times smaller than it is today, missing the goal it set for 2015. The task force now says it will take another 20 years to reach its goals using voluntary, state-led reduction efforts. In other news, in an open letter to customers, Monsanto says the company is committed to supporting farmers at every stage of the growing season. Monsanto, the maker of Roundup Ready to Extend crop system that includes the dicamba herbicide formulation Extendamax, responded in the letter to complaints of dicamba drift injury to non-tolerant crops. Monsanto says that many farmers are experiencing tremendous success with the crop system, but adds that they are hearing the reports of leaf cupping in nearby soybean fields, which could be attributable to dicamba. The company says it's taking these reports extremely seriously. Monsanto has taken action and has a report line available to report any symptoms of dicamba drift at 1-844-RR-EXTEND. Monsanto says it also has deployed scientists from the Climate Corporation to review weather data and how it may have affected applications. Finally, the open letter, penned by Monsanto's Chief Technology Officer, Rob Fraley, says the company will continue to expand outreach and training efforts going into 2018. In other news, the Illinois State Fair starts this Thursday, and several activities are planned to showcase Illinois agriculture, and some of those activities will be taking place in different buildings than last year. State Fair Manager Kevin Gordon says due to the lack of a state budget, no work has been done to the Coliseum, but their hope is to have it back open by next year's fair.
You know what, I really enjoy this day. It's good to get out and talk to the media and the public and, tell you what we're doing this year at the fair. We're very excited about a lot of the changes we made.
It is going to be another exciting year, I should say. And there are so many things that go on at fairs and the state fair, but one of the things that bring us back to our roots is agriculture. So tell us about some of the things that are happening this year related to agriculture and how you're supporting that and sharing the story of agriculture with our fairgoers.
Oh, absolutely. You know, like I said, agriculture is our number one focus here at the fair. Okay, we moved right here, this Department of Ag tent that we're currently standing under. The dive show was here for a hundred years maybe. We got rid of that, moved it out. We put the tent right here. This year we got the Ag Media tent. We brought that off the west side of the ground. That's over here. We used to have the Ford display right here on the corner of Central and Main. They're actually they're going to a different locations. We're putting additional implements right here. Becky does a great job underneath here with ag education. Again, we have our tours, our ag tours, twice a day. On the other side of the ag media tent, we'll have more farm modern implements, and then we'll also have the antique tractors over there too. So basically, the center of the fair, where everybody goes by here, 500,000-600,000 people hopefully this year, are going to go by the ag tent and walk through here.
Yeah, the way it should be, as I think. Number one industry in Illinois, and it's great. So another thing you mentioned this morning during your presentation, we're bringing back a daily parade. There's going to be modern and antique farm equipment.
Absolutely. Thanks to our friends over there at the Illinois State Fair Museum. We kind of went ahead and asked if they would do that this year, kind of tasked them. Ron Cooley does a tremendous job at the museum. He's done a lot of the coordination with it. Well, like you said, we will have the modern implements in it. We'll have antique cars. We'll have antique tractors. A little bit of entertainment in it. We got the Express Clydesdales. We have the Budweiser Clydesdales in it. We'll have dignitaries in it every day at 4 o'clock, highlighting ag.
Very exciting. Something else that's been on my mind, and anyone that's come to the State Fair for years and has watched so many shows and things with agriculture take place in the Coliseum, what's the status? We know it's been deemed basically we're not going to be using it. So where does that stand? Is any work being done? And how has that changed operations at the fair? Where will things be taking place?
Right now, because we haven't had a budget in a couple of years, I mean, nothing has started on the Coliseum at this point in time. There's a lot of things in the works that I really can't discuss at this point. I mean, with the Illinois Fair Foundation coming about, I mean, they're talking about, you know, helping out on the Coliseum. What we have done since then, as you can see, our outdoor practice arena right here, we went ahead and walled that in, did a lot of work to the inside of that. As Luke discussed earlier upstage, the Midwest Charity Show, loved it. A couple other horse shows that have been in here have actually come into the office and said, hey, what a great facility. And because the Coliseum is down at this point, we're hoping to have it up by the 2018 fair. But us also walling in that area hopefully is going to entice additional shows on the non-fair side. I mean, I've always said, you know, my philosophy on this is the state fair is a state fair for 11 days. You know, we're going to bring in our $6.5 million of revenue. Where we really have the opportunity to grow is on the non-fair side. I mean, we have 200-plus non-fair events out here. There's something going on all the time. But because of this arena, the new walled-in arena over here, additional horse shows have taken notice of that. So,
awesome. Well, it's great to hear that it's in the works, I guess I'd say. So you've got the walled-in arena that you made changes to. Other livestock shows and things, are those being housed in another building, or is anything else being used, or is it pretty much what you just said?
Exactly. No, everything else is pretty much in place.
Okay.
And, you know, for the Coliseum there, we'll use the 13 and the 14 as our practice and warm-up arena. All the other barns are in great shape. We don't anticipate having to move anybody or do anything like that. Sale of Champions, again, will be in the Livestock Center like it used to be, you know, years prior before we brought in the Coliseum. We'll also do the, you know, the select, what I call Selection Saturday, you know, do the NCAA. They call it the Parade of Champions. That'll also occur in the Livestock Center the first Saturday. Both of those events, Saturday and Tuesday, will start at 5 p.m.
And once again, that report comes to us from Kevin Gordon, the Illinois State Fair Manager for both Springfield and DuQuoin. And don't forget that the Gillespie FFA is selling sweet corn today and tomorrow from 8 a.m. to noon in the Gillespie Methodist Church parking lot. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.